Can you remember everything you ate yesterday? Not just the meals, but the handful of snacks, the extra sip, the just one bite moments? Most people can't. And that's exactly why so many struggle with weight loss, consistency, and food awareness. The issue isn't willpower, it's not knowing what's really going on. This is where learning how to track calories without obsessing becomes powerful. Calorie tracking isn't about restriction. It's about awareness. It helps you understand what you're eating, how much you're eating, and where small habits might be silently holding you back. But here's the catch. When done the wrong way, it can quickly turn into stress, guilt, and constant overthinking. So how do you use a calorie counter without letting it control your life? Let's break it down. 1. Set a target, but don't treat it like a rule book. One of the biggest mistakes people make when they track calories is treating their daily number like a strict boundary. Hit it exactly equals success. Miss it equals failure. That mindset is where obsession begins. Instead, think of your calorie goal as a range, not a rule. Some days you'll feel hungrier. Some days you won't. Life doesn't run on fixed numbers, and neither should your eating. If your goal is 2,000 calories, eating 1,900 or 2,100 isn't going to derail your progress. What actually matters? Consistency over time. When you shift your focus from perfection to patterns, calorie tracking becomes a guide, not pressure. This simple shift is one of the most effective ways to learn how to track calories without obsessing in the long run. 2. Focus on food quality, not just numbers. A calorie is not just a calorie when it comes to how your body feels. You could technically stay within your calorie limit eating processed snacks all day, but your energy, digestion, and hunger levels would tell a very different story. That's why understanding how to use calorie count without obsessing means looking beyond numbers. Start asking. Is this meal filling? Does it give me energy? Am I getting enough nutrients? When you prioritize whole, balanced foods, calorie tracking becomes easier, because your body naturally regulates hunger better. And yes, this includes enjoying your favorite foods too. Balance beats restriction every time. If you're trying to figure out how to track calories without obsessing, focusing on food quality makes the process far more sustainable. 3. Don't let tracking isolate you socially. This is where things often go wrong. You start avoiding dinners, skipping outings, saying no to plans, all because you can't perfectly track calories in home foods. That's not sustainable. And more importantly, it's not healthy. Food is social. It's cultural. It's emotional. You don't need to give that up to stay on track. If you're eating out, choose meals that feel balanced. Estimate instead of stressing over exact numbers. Avoid the all or nothing mindset. One untracked meal won't ruin your progress. But isolating yourself might ruin your consistency. Remember, learning how to track calories without obsessing also means making space for real life, not avoiding it. 4. Use a calorie counter as a learning tool, not a lifelong dependency. A calorie counter is incredibly useful, but only if you use it the right way. Think of it as training wheels. It helps you understand portion sizes, hidden calories, how different foods affect your intake. But the goal isn't to rely on it forever. The goal is to learn from it. Over time, you'll start recognizing portions without logging everything. You'll make better choices instinctively. That's when you realize it's actually working. But here's the thing. Not all calorie tracking tools are created equal. Some make the process feel like a chore, constant typing, searching, estimating, which is exactly what leads to burnout. That's where newer tools like Calorie Tracker Buddy change the experience completely. Instead of manually logging everything, you can simply snap a photo of your meal, and the app does the heavy lifting for you. No overthinking. No friction. Just awareness, the way it should be. A smarter way to track without the stress, Calorie Tracker Buddy. If you're serious about learning how to track calories without obsessing, the tool you use matters more than you think. That's exactly where Calorie Tracker Buddy stands out. It doesn't just help you track calories, it makes the entire process feel effortless, and surprisingly enjoyable. Here's what makes it different. Camera with flash snap instead of search. No more typing every ingredient. Just take a photo of your meal, and the app instantly analyzes calories, nutrients, and balance. High voltage instant feedback, without the overload. You don't have to wait or calculate. You get real-time insights on how your meals align with your goals, helping you stay aware without becoming obsessive. Pawprint's built-in motivation that actually works. Instead of relying on willpower alone, you have a virtual buddy that grows as you make healthier choices. It's a small shift, but it makes consistency feel rewarding. Fire tracks more than just food. From steps to calorie burn, everything is tracked in one place, giving you a complete picture without juggling multiple apps. Bar chart progress that feels real. You don't just log meals, you see how every choice impacts your journey, helping you stay consistent without micromanaging every calorie. You don't need perfection, you need consistency. That's where Calorie Tracker Buddy helps. Snap your meals, track calories, and stay on track without overthinking. Backhand index pointing right, try it and make calorie tracking feel effortless. Download now. 5. Stop treating off days like failure. Maybe you didn't log a meal. Then came a party where things went off track. And before you knew it, you'd eaten more than planned. Now what? Most people spiral here. They think, I've already messed up. Might as well restart tomorrow. That's the real problem, not the extra calories. Progress doesn't disappear in a day. But consistency can, if you let one moment define everything. Instead, accept it. Move on. Get back to your routine. No guilt. No punishment. Because the truth is, one imperfect day doesn't matter. But quitting does. 6. Don't undereat just to speed things up. This is a trap many fall into. You start seeing progress, and suddenly, you want faster results. So you cut more calories. And more. And more. But here's what actually happens. Your energy drops. Your hunger increases. Your cravings intensify. Your consistency breaks. Extreme restriction doesn't lead to long-term results, it leads to burnout. If you're serious about learning how to track calories without obsessing, you need to trust the process. Slow, steady, and sustainable always wins. 7. Think weekly, not daily. If you truly want to understand how to track calories without obsessing, you need to stop thinking in terms of just one day. Daily tracking can mess with your head. One high-calorie day feels like failure. One low-calorie day feels like success. But your body doesn't work in 24-hour scorecards. It responds to patterns over time. So instead of obsessing over daily numbers, zoom out. Look at your week. Were you mostly consistent? Did you stay within a reasonable range? Did your habits align with your goal? That's what actually drives results. When you start thinking weekly, the pressure drops, and consistency improves. 8. Know when to step back. This is the most important tip. If you notice constant stress around food, fear of going over calories, avoiding social situations, feeling guilty after eating, it's time to pause. Tracking is a tool, not a requirement. Sometimes the best thing you can do is step away, reset your mindset, and come back with a healthier approach. And if it starts affecting your mental health, don't hesitate to talk to a professional. Your well-being matters more than any number. The bottom line. Learning how to track calories without obsessing is not about being perfect. It's about being aware, without becoming controlled. When used right, calorie tracking can help you understand your eating habits, improve portion control, support sustainable weight loss. But the real goal isn't to track forever. It's to build a lifestyle where you don't have to. So use the tools. Learn from them. But don't let them define you. Because in the long run, it's not the numbers that create results, it's the habits you build around them. FAQs: How to track calories without obsessing. 1. How to track calories without obsessing over every meal? Focus on showing up consistently, not getting it perfect. Instead of trying to log every bite with extreme accuracy, aim to stay within a reasonable range. Tracking most of your meals, estimating when needed, and focusing on weekly patterns can help you stay on track without becoming obsessive. 2. Is it necessary to track calories every day? No, it's not necessary to track calories every single day. While daily tracking can help build awareness in the beginning, over time you can rely more on habits and portion control. Taking occasional breaks can also help you maintain a healthy relationship with food. 3. What is the best way to use a calorie counter effectively? The best way to use a calorie counter is as a learning tool. Use it to understand portion sizes, calorie density, and eating patterns. Avoid relying on it for perfection. Instead, let it guide your choices and help you build long-term habits. 4. Can calorie tracking lead to unhealthy habits? Yes, if done incorrectly, calorie tracking can lead to stress, guilt, or obsessive behavior. That's why it's important to stay flexible, avoid extreme restrictions, and step back if tracking starts affecting your mental well-being. 5. Are there easier ways to track calories without manual logging? Yes, newer tools have made calorie tracking much simpler. For example, apps like Calorie Tracker Buddy allow you to log meals by simply snapping a photo, making it easier to track calories without spending too much time or mental effort on it.